For 10 years, commentator Mark Aceto got laughs taking pratfalls as an operatic comic tenor. It shaped the way he views the world. He thinks there are lessons we can learn from the world of opera.
Sure, times are bad. I myself am wondering how much the stimulus package will stimulate food onto my table. But the only way to get through tough times is to laugh, which is why I go to the opera. You see, in opera, we understand that bad times are not only an excuse for a good cry and a good sing, they're also good for a laugh. Take one of the most famous arias of all time, from Leoncavallo's Pagliacci. Ridi, Pagliaccio, sotto il mare. I mean, come on. The guy has just found out his wife is cheating on him, and what does he sing? The operatic equivalent of, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Or, if you think you're working too hard just to keep up, remember the Barber of Seville. When he sings, Figaro, 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 it's not because he likes the sound of his own voice. Well, actually, most baritones do like the sound of their own voices. But in this case, he's actually complaining about how he has to be in so many places at once. Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù. It's no exaggeration to say Figaro's overwork is what led to the French Revolution. Trust me, whatever you're going through, someone in opera has it worse. Not sure how you're going to pay for daycare? Just remember Azucena, the gypsy in Il Trovatore, who throws her own baby into a bonfire. By mistake. Opera is full of bad news. Puccini's heroines come to such grisly ends, you could accuse the composer of being a sadist. Many have quipped, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, but actually, it ain't over until she's coughed up a lung from tuberculosis, jumped off a parapet after killing her rapist and watching her lover shot by a firing squad, or performing Harry Carey while the child she named Trouble sits blindfolded in the next room. Yeah, and you thought you had it bad. I have a friend who is an oncologist turned software developer, and he recently had to lay off a bunch of employees. When I said to him how difficult that must have been, he said, once you've told people they're about to die, telling them that they're out of a job ain't so bad. Perhaps the greatest tragedian of all was Giuseppe Verdi, who composed heartwarming pieces like Aida, where the lovers suffocate to death in a tomb but still manage to go out singing. After a long career of torture, dismemberment, and disaster, the 80-year-old Verdi finally wrote a comedy, Falstaff, which ends with the words, Tutto il mondo è burla l'uomo, nato burlone, 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 which means roughly, the world's a joke, and we're all jokers. Let's sing to that.
Commentator Mark Aceto is the author of the comic novel Attack of the Theater People. He sings for his supper in Portland, Oregon. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.